It's 9 o'clock Mountain Time. It's Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. And Tommy, go off your morning mayor. AM 1450 KMMS in Bozeman, 1340 KPRK in Livingston. We're simulcasting today on YouTube and on Facebook. And we're here every morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So we hope that you will join us. Also, don't forget that we are also on... we're 8 to 11 live at KMMSAM.com, and we don't have anybody, Shane. Well, there we go. Now we got some people coming in. All right. I'm excited now. And, hey, don't forget, you can watch our past shows at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast over there and KMMSAM.com. You'll be taken right over to them. YouTube, subscribe. And like us and comment, because we like that stuff. You know, we'll get some comments in here. So, and I'm assuming the comments from YouTube will show up here as well as the ones from Facebook. So we're simulcasting at both places this morning. And our top story of the day, Shane, this is pretty remarkable. If the nation's police officers walked off the job today, it would be hard to blame them. Sunday's riots in Lancaster, Pennsylvania made the current de facto rules of engagement clear. Officers may never defend themselves against lethal force if their attacker is a minority. They should simply accept being shot or stabbed as penance for their alleged racism. And boy, how can you disagree with that? You know, just stand there and take the bullet, man.
Well, it's just incredible. You know, we were talking earlier before the show about this reimagining, you know, they're reimagining the Macy's Day Parade now, the New York mayor says, because they're not going to have the incredible Macy's Day Parade. So I'm telling you, the woke media, people have them all wrong. These are telepathic people. They all think the same word every day.
They do.
And so here you go. Let's reimagine the cops. They tell us 5 months ago, and we're not going to fund them. And, this started, a couple of years ago when New York was having problems with them throwing water, buckets of water on police, and then it got worse. And then, Fryman, Bacon, and, you know, what do we want? We want cops dead in New York City, BLM marches, a year ago? So, the mob and the media have gotten along, and they've supported each other. And then along comes the Demolition Party for the 2020 election, and they basically have endorsed it. I mean, so it's I don't know. You know, people say in your media, this whole campaign of the law and order president isn't going to work. And you look at this and you see that video cam of the guy coming out of the house with the knife, knife. And it's like, what am I supposed to do? Hey, is that a real knife? Is that a movie?
What's going on? Is that the real thing?
You're supposed to question it first before he tries to stick you with it. This guy's been charged for stabbing six people.
Previously. So he's experienced.
So the police will release the tape, to prove. Yeah. It's sort of like, what are you talking about? You still shouldn't have shot him. I mean,
That's what I say. According to BLM, you should just allow yourselves to be shot or stabbed. Then you can react, see? But otherwise, you're just a racist, brutal cop taking advantage of a poor minority. So by all means, stand your ground, but, close your eyes and take the bullet.
They've raised money for information to arrest the guy that shot the two sheriffs, as we know in California. Mm-hmm. And, we got ahead of this story, a couple of weeks ago on the show, we talk about bounty hunting. I mean, if I was the sheriff of L.A. County, I would have put a wanted poster out with a $50,000 reward alive. Yeah. Right. Let's get these bounty hunters working. I mean, let's create a new job that's essential. Arresting criminals.
Yeah, that'll work. Well, the L.A. sheriff has put LeBron James on the spot. He says, put up or shut up, man. We've got, I think, a little over $200,000. The city put up some money. Two people put up $75,000 each as part of it. And they're a little over $200,000. And the L.A. sheriff says, hey, LeBron, you know, you're law and order. You're for... one of the cops that shot the woman was black, you know, so, yeah,
with a child, with a, like a, just a single mom, you know, like,
yeah, yeah. She was a librarian of all things. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a guy who's lived with black privilege in the NBA, right? Because, you know, 92% of it's black. And so that's privilege. Made a fortune from it, and never in all the time before he got his draft and contracts, you know, to sign for, you know, to play and everything else. You know, he drives up to a restaurant yesterday, apparently in his Ferrari or whatever, you know, a $250,000 car. Sell it. Give the money to the sheriffs that got shot, you dope. I mean,
well, he didn't need to sell his car. He's got...
No, but I
he can write a check. He can write a check.
Yeah. Of course he can. You know, I mean, in the comments he's been making about supporting Black Lives Matter, never said anything about black on black murder for, you know, since he joined the NBA. Never said anything about drugs. Never said anything about other black players that don't care for their family and, you know, don't pay their alimony. And you know how bad that's been in the NBA with African American players.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah. I mean, every group has its, you know, every group has its bad guys in there somewhere.
Yeah. But I just find it really sad that someone that could have a positive impact on what's going on and stand up and say, this Black Lives Matter is wrong. And, you know, we shouldn't, you know, it would be him. But nope, of course not. You know, it's, you know, he doesn't want to hurt his brand. Well, your brand is ruined, buddy.
Yeah. Amen to that. Yeah. All right. Linda's here. Hi, Linda. How you doing? Glad to have you along with us and along with Bob and Bruce and all the other folks that are here.
Yeah. Linda, so great to see you every day on Facebook. You're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, the sheriff wanted, the sheriff wants LeBron to, match the money that's been raised so far.
He's calling him out. Yeah, and he should.
He says, you know, put up or shut up, man. If you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna do this, then let's get out there and do it. You know, and I would agree with that. I was looking up today, Shane. White unarmed men shot by black officers or any police officer for that matter.
Yeah.
And there's several. I mean, there's a lot of them. So, you know, we don't take to the streets because one thing we do is we look at the guy. He's got a rap sheet a mile long, you know, a white guy. And, you know, oh, my God, the police were brutal with that white guy. Oh, my God, we got to take to the streets and trace the police. We just don't do that. We look at the guy and we say, this guy's an asshole.
Oh, and then all week long, because of Nevada and the rally that your president held, you know, your media's he's murdering people. He's a murderer. He's you know, having these. And it's like, have any of you been watching what's going on? And you got to laugh because, you know, he said, well, it's a protest. Mm-hmm. You know, we're protesting and we have our First Amendment rights to protest.
Yes, we do. Of course we do.
Everybody else is out there protesting and you say it's okay.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Trump defies virus rules as peaceful protest rallies grow. Yeah. I don't think they're assault. I don't think they leave the Trump rally and go downtown and start burning cars and, you know, trashing stores and whatever. You know, like,
and again, Biden comes out of the basement, you know, he crawls, I think, but he gets out of the basement, goes and does another speech, and he has like 12 people there. And there's more Trump supporters outside of his wherever he's at, you know, in Connecticut. I mean, Tom, I mean, this is, I think it could go bad really fast, this whole election for the Demolition Party. I know I've made my call, but the more and more I watch this, Tom, I don't know. I've talked to half a dozen, well, more than that, friends and family that live in suburbs, and perhaps about six people that I know that live in the east, in your eastern part of your country, in suburbs. And you know, I've said to them, what's your feeling about the suburbs, and you know what the president's done to stop, you know, the federal government forcing you to build low cost housing, and then this BLM issue. And they're all voting Democrat or Republican. They're going, we can't have this where we live. I mean, you know what we've done to do to live here? I mean, yeah, it's a serious issue that they just, I don't know. Do they really not think people are going to look at it and say this is, I mean, Americans are fair, right? They really are. They're not Americans. Mm-hmm. You know, when they see these shootings, and again, I say this, I've said it for 3 weeks, as you know, it's going mm-hmm. to be local television. The last election, 2016, was all network and cable television that decided the election. Won't be this time. It's going to be the 14,000 local television stations that people have been watching since being inside with COVID and seeing, you know.
Well, that's what Biden is saying, that I don't have to go national. I'm giving local local interviews here and there at local stations all over the country. And that's what he's saying, you know, that I don't have to go out there.
I know, and I've watched him, Tom, and they're not good, Tom.
They're good if you're a Democrat.
No, I'm talking about, not in that relation. I'm saying in the context of him, just him personally, and you know, how he looks, you know, how he answers, how he sits, is, you know, it's not looking good, buddy.
Well, come on, now you got to compare him with the, you know, the orange president with the yellow hair, and you know, the liar, the yada yada yada. Come on, I mean, there's no contest here. He's your guy.
Well, I guess it's what you're suggesting is it a vote? If it's a vote between a clown and a ventriloquist dummy, I think the clown without the red nose.
You think the clown will win?
Yeah, without the red nose. As long as Trump doesn't put a red nose on, I think it's in the bag. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, I mean, come on. The Democrats are going to say, hey, you know, he mishandled the virus. You know, he's lied, 25 million times. You know, he's not fit to be president. He doesn't have any intelligence. You know, the guy is he's probably on Trump's probably on drugs, Shane.
He dished the World War One, soldiers. I mean,
what's the like about this guy?
But at this point, he's done so many terrible things by what the Demolition Party has said.
Yeah.
I mean, even a couple of good things won't make up for all of it.
Probably not. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. He could cure cancer. And come on. You can't have him in the White House for another 4 years. I mean,
yeah, right. Well, tomorrow is an incredibly historical global day at the White House with the signing of a third treaty for Israel's right to exist. And the UAE and they're already sharing airspace. And Saudi Arabia, by the way, has opened their airspace now to Israel for a commercial airlines. So, it's just astounding. I guess the media has to be sitting there going, we got to keep pounding him because he keeps coming up with stuff all the time. I mean, it's just too much.
Yeah, but is signing a couple Middle East countries a big deal to voters in the United States?
Yes.
To who? To somebody in Kansas?
Everyone. To the entire electorate. The entire electorate sees him as a man of peace. He doesn't want war. He promised he would end it. He's trying to bring the rest of the troops home before election day. I'm sure that, and I think that people actually think when they hear the demolition party comment about, oh, we're still in Afghanistan and Iraq. I think people go, well, that's because the military and, you're basically gone, right? I mean, and the sad thing is, is you'd think they'd take all the equipment, but you know, they'll leave behind all the equipment like they did in Vietnam, you know. I mean, after you left Vietnam, had the third most powerful army in the world, you know, after the United States and Russia.
They did, but that's okay. No, they didn't.
No, I'm talking about with all the equipment that you left behind.
Yeah. Nobody knew how to use.
Well, I appreciate that, but they still had more tanks in China and, you know, and whatever, but...
Well, don't get me started on Vietnam, all right?
I'm not going there.
You know?
I don't want to go there either.
Yeah. Well, most people in the United States don't even know where the United Emirates are, or Belize or Bahrain or whatever he signed up.
Bahrain.
People have no clue where these places even are.
Well, they're islands in the Gulf Coast, as you know. Well, but the importance, what's so incredible about it is that, you know, the U.S. doesn't buy oil from any of them anymore. India and China do. I mean, that's where all the Middle East oil goes now, as you know.
Yeah.
And so let them take care of it. But nope, he's in there and he solves the problem. I mean, President Xi didn't go over there and get a peace treaty, you know, and it's pretty incredible. Yeah.
Well, nobody's going to attack him, you know. They haven't flown any planes in any ghost cities in China.
But at this point, why would you want to have anything to do with China? I mean, you know, it's...
Well, yeah, they need us a lot more than we need them, but...
Yeah, Yeah.
And I don't believe for a second that the Jewish people in New York or the Jewish people in Florida are going to turn around and vote for Trump because of these treaties. I don't think they will.
They buy Mercedes-Benz. I don't even get that. I mean, yeah. They buy Hugo Boss suits, you know, you know, like, I'm sorry. I don't understand it either.
Yeah, no, I don't think I was going to change the single vote in New York or in Florida.
I think New York's in play.
No, I don't think so. Yeah,
I know you don't. No. I think
that place is beyond help. I mean, yeah, they haven't even recalled de Blasio, Shane. Come on. I mean, that place is, let me tell you. if there's a Republican vote in New York, that person will be thrown off the subway platform or whatever.
Well, all I know is all these Democratic mayors in all these Democratic cities, all these Democratic governors in all these Democratic states, they're telling America, you know, and Americans are looking and saying, why am I going to elect a Democratic governor? Look what they've done to other states. I mean, I can't imagine that anybody would, after what they've seen the last 6 months, would elect a demolition governor or mayor. I'm sure they will in the cities because they control the cities, their vote. But I'll tell you, that number that they're talking now about Mexican Americans, I mean, they're talking 35% to 40% may vote for Trump now. They're talking a solid 20% of African Americans are going to vote for him. CNN, and SNBC or Micro BC or whatever,
and the network,
they're admitting that these polls are not good for the Democrats with minorities, you know, Mexican Americans and African Americans, and they shouldn't be.
Well, I don't know. Right now, Biden is up 7 points, but going down.
Biden's up. Biden's
he
up.
Is. He is.
What a joke! I know. It's just funny. I just.
Well, he is. I mean, it's 49 to 42.
Yeah, well, that's because you believe these polls.
Well, okay. In the top battleground states, he's up 3 points. But that's the margin of error. The latest betting odds, 52 to 46 Biden. The Electoral College so far, Biden 222, Trump 125 with 191 toss-ups. I mean, even Montana's a toss-up state now.
You think so?
Well, I know so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's within the margin of error.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, it is. Yeah, I mean, it just is.
I can laugh. I don't have to comment.
Well, you have to comment because we've got people listening to us.
Yeah, but they already know how I feel, you know.
Not new listeners don't know how you feel.
I type it out on my Facebook page all the time. Can you say
listening to us right now have no idea how you feel?
Landslide. Trump, okay. 2020 landslide, 386 electoral votes.
Okay. Biden's up in Florida, he's up in Pennsylvania, he's up in Michigan, he's up in Wisconsin, he's up in North Carolina, he's up in Arizona.
Well, those are the polls, but you know, you're looking at that site that you sent me, right?
Look at Real Clear Politics, which averages out all of the polls.
They have a successful history of being right.
Well, they weren't right in 2016, but they've been pretty right on most other elections.
Oh, sure. Go back and check.
Okay, I will. Anyway.
Yeah, they had Bush losing in 2000. You know, give me a break, you know.
Well, he didn't win the popular vote. You know, I mean, come on.
Who?
Bush.
Read your Constitution. Every time someone does, every time someone says that, you know, and this is why the polls are a joke. Because I wouldn't at all be surprised that Biden gets more votes than Trump. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I would not be surprised at that at all. That's why I'm talking about New York and
He's got New York and California.
California and all those places are going to come out for him. I don't know. He could go on there and start drooling and babbling, and they still vote for him. You know, because they just don't like Trump. Because
Look, we've decided after the first debate, we're going to start talking about gubernatorial, Senate, and House seats.
Yeah.
The most important part of this election, I'll tell everyone right now today, declare it today, September 15th, are the gubernatorial races. Okay. That's the game right now. If the Demolition Party had any intelligence whatsoever, they would want to get a majority of gubernatorial seats, okay? Because right now they don't. And the reason that is, folks, is the House, whatever it is composed of. Now, of course, if the Republicans take it, it's game over. But the House seats, will sit on the 2nd of January and be sworn in. They seat on the 3rd to elect the House, you know, the Speaker of the House. Sure. And then if there is no president
definitive winner,
by the 20th of January to take office, then the House and Senate sit together, and they elect a president. How? Every state gets one vote, and their congressmen and senators will all be in the House sitting together. In each state, there'll be a roll call, and whoever gets a majority of votes from the state elects the president. So, like in the case of Thomas Jefferson, where this occurred, they voted 38 times before they picked Thomas Jefferson. You know, there's a process. Nancy Pelosi is not going to be president. Ain't going to happen. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless the Democrats take a majority of Senate seats, or a majority
of the House. Oh,
I mean, gubernatorial seats. Now, the interesting thing is, there is one caddis here, and that is that when this vote occurs, if it's not decided by the 20th of January, anyone can be nominated. right? I mean, like, they could switch on the demolition party could pick somebody other than Biden.
So you mean I got a shot?
Yes, you could be president. Yeah.
All right. Now we're talking.
And you know,
but I'm going to put the statues back up. It's the first thing, my first order of business. I'm putting the statues back up.
It's pretty good. By the way, this has happened twice. John Quincy Adams and Thomas Jefferson. And then there was the big compromise, which was different in the 1876 election, which you should go see, because in that election, there was a compromise with the South by President Grant to remove the federal governor, federal generals who were acting as governors in the Confederate states. And he agreed to pull them out if all the Confederate states voted for the, you know, the Republican in the 1876 election. So now you have to go look it up yourself, America, to find out what president was won by the Great Compromise of 1876.
Now, what if they eventually count the votes and Biden or Trump wins? They kick the president they picked from the House of Representatives out?
Yes.
Oh, they kicked that person. So they if they decided by some bizarro world to pick Nancy, they'd kick Nancy.
Yeah, like they took the courts and everything in February, March.
Yeah.
And then whoever the Electoral College elects would then take over.
I vote for Maxine Waters. I think she'd be a great president. Yeah.
I don't think Maxine Waters could lose her seat in LA after what's happened.
She could lose her seat. Yeah.
She could.
We'll see. Really?
After the sheriff? Oh, absolutely.
Who knows? All right.
Well, I mean, Gavin, what is it with these demolition Democrat governors? I'm praising Trump, you know, like Christie did with Obama in 2012, right? Because of the hurricane. And, you know, here's your president in California. Like Reagan, you know, going everywhere he shouldn't, and he does anyway. And, you know, and Gavin, the governor of the state, is sitting there going, thank you, Mr. President. You've done, I mean, he doesn't just say thank you, he goes on to say, thank you, Mr. President. You've done more than anyone ever has. In fact, I checked with my people, and in this and other cases, you know, you've responded more significantly and quickly than any other president before. And like the guy's actually sitting there praising Trump.
What drugs is he on?
It's great. Now I'm enjoying it. I'm actually enjoying it. Now it's a giggle. It's a giggle.
All right. Tom wants to know if we're live or a holographic projection, just only from the waist down, Tom.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about projection. Yeah. Let's go on. Yeah.
Trump is cleaning up Bush and O'Biden foreign policies, according to Linda. And Linda says, come on, man.
Yeah, right. Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Florida, and North Carolina are the ones to watch. Yes, they would be. You can definitely count on that, Linda. They are definitely the ones that are in play and are going to be
The amazing thing is Wisconsin and North Carolina are two gubernatorial races that, you know, I'm going to call for the Republicans so that they'll pick up two states governorships, you know, because of what's gone on. I mean, you know, how can you tell people that you can't go fishing in a boat with your kid? I mean, but your husband can.
You can't
go to the lawn and garden store and buy seeds or tomato plants.
Yeah,
but your husband can.
Yeah, you gotta handcuff the kids to the pier before you can go out.
That ball and chain doesn't work well at a boat, right? So handcuff
Just remember when you talk about North Carolina, if you remember the head of the Democrat Party in North Carolina is the one that put Biden into the lead,
which he could lose his seat for and have been, you know, he's been there 36 years, right? 18 elections, you know.
He hasn't been there 36 years by being stupid.
No, he's been there for 36 years being black, Tom. What are you kidding? Give me a break here.
All right. Well, they still have to go out and vote for him.
Yeah, right. Well,
he's black or not.
like, you know, red is a beautiful color. Replace every Democrat.
Yeah. We use the drip program. Do not reelect incumbent politicians.
Not
vote everybody out.
Incompetent.
That's right. Vote everybody out. All right. Well, of course, Trump blames West Coast fires on forest mismanagement. I think that's been going on for a long time. And we have the same problem here in Montana because we can't log, we can't drill, we can't
have a Democratic governor.
Do anything. Yeah, we can't do anything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we can't clear cut forests. We can't make fire, open spaces to control fires. We can't do any of that stuff. So, we sit here and watch ourselves burn. I can barely see across the street right now because of all the smoke that's here. So
are your fires under control now there?
Ours pretty well are. Yeah. Well, the one here, we're just over the mountains from us, are about 82% contained, I think, or almost 90. So,
Yeah, you cold fall weather and cool and
yeah, that's helped. We're going to get some rain maybe the end of the week. But yeah, the cooler weather helped a little bit. We got a little snow that helped last week ago, Monday, I think. So that kind of helped. But yeah, you can, obviously, when you look at the satellite pictures of the smoke, as you pointed out many times, Shane, the shutdown cleared the sky. It was another 2 years on AOC. Now we're down to probably 5 years before the climate takes over, and we'll just be screwed totally with all these fires going on.
So now the demolition zone party's responsible, California, Oregon, and Washington for destroying the planet and climate. Okay. CO2 from cars anymore, folks. It's the CO2 smoke and ash from, if this were to continue, which it won't, thank goodness.
Yeah, there you go. All
right. If it were to continue, it would affect crops and everything in the Northern Hemisphere. You block out the sun, nothing grows, baby.
That's true. Russ says Woodward's book comes out today. We should read it and give a review. What do you think, Shane? Should we review Woodward's book?
Guy's a fossil. Seriously.
Well, I don't know. It's like 400 or 500 pages. I don't know. That's a lot to read.
A man is given a gift.
Yeah.
Who hasn't written anything worthwhile. Yes, he was involved in Watergate. And yes, he exposed a great thing. What did he expose? What Obama and Biden did. The reason they got rid of Nixon was he was going to weaponize the FBI, and he was going to weaponize the IRS, and he was going to try and control. But you and I have talked about this. And LBJ did it. JFK did it. Eisenhower did it. They all did this. It was just Nixon got caught, But the bottom line is the guy writes a book, and then this kind man of peace, your president, he says, I'd like to talk with you and have an interview. And Trump says, okay, why not? The guy, give him a break, right? And then the guy comes in and makes these horrific accusations and then goes on television, right?
You got to promote the book,
No, but not the way he's promoting it, Tom. Calling him a goon, a thief, a crook, a scoundrel, worse than Nixon, worse than Watergate. And, just to promote a book, no one's going to buy. Well.
Oh, they will.
The liberal warehouses will buy him.
It'll be a number one on the New York Times, I'm sure.
I'm waiting for one of these liberal warehouses full of books that have, like a big one that's, that they've stored, literally tens of millions of books, for the last 20 years they've bought from Democratic politicians or people to catch fire. Right?
Yeah.
And the big news story is I'd be reading the titles of all the books burning. Oh, my God.
Well, that'd be like Beirut or something.
Oh, my God. We found a million books. Look at this. Obama and the Obama's books are here too. Like there's, you know, 4 million books for the Obamas here. Like, whoa. Yeah.
Trump blames forest management for fires, forgets he is the president over three national forests.
That's correct. And it's like the National Guard. And if the state has guidelines, even though it's federal land, you know, they have to be invited in or allowed in, you know, to clear it. Yeah, because that's one of the interesting aspects about your states that Canada is a confederation. You know, states have a lot more of those powers. We have them all. You know, the federal government has no control over provincial resources, but you know, through courts and legislation, your states can pretty well maintain control. Like the Bob Marshall Wilderness is a perfect example, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's under the guideline of the Interior Department. And as everyone knows, 60% of the land west of the Mississippi is owned by your government. So that's a lot of land. You think 60% from the Mississippi River to the West Coast. I mean, whoa, 60% of Montana.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. According to New York Times bestseller list right now, hardcover nonfiction is Melania and Me is number one. Cast, whatever that is. Untamed. Number four, Donald Trump versus the United States. Number five, Too Much is Never Enough. That's Mary Trump's whoever the president is now. How to Be an Anti-Racist is number six. Sean Hannity's Live Free or Die is number seven. Truth is Marching On by John Meacham, A Hoax by Brian Stelter, and The Dynasty is number 10. So
Russ, I don't think if you want to go spend $25 to buy Woodward book, I'd wait a month. And do you have Value Village down there? You know, we call it VV Boutique up here. VV Boutique.
We don't have any bookstores here at all.
No, like secondhand stores. We have one called Value Village. We call it VV Boutique. You can go in there and buy all these books in there for like $5.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have Goodwill. You could buy books there, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And anyway. Let's see. Russ saying books is already number one. I don't doubt that for a second. Russ also said Wooders has 20 hours of taped interviews with Trump. Should be a good book. He's a highly respected writer.
Yeah, sure he is. Yeah.
Well, guys won two Pulitzers.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about the ones that won the Pulitzer, you know, for Russia, 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 which is a scam? I don't see him giving them back when they wrote false stories and got a Pulitzer for it. So, yeah, another brand destroyed by your media. You know,
Linda's going to have to wait till it's free in the, or 2 cents in the Value Village.
There you go. The VV Boutique. Yeah.
Mary Trump's book was enlightening, explains much. And Tom says Woodward needs money for his Prevagen.
it would be a carpet storm if they tried to do a facelift on the guy. Oh my goodness.
Well, what can I tell you?
Look, Tom, when you're mean and angry, you don't age well.
That's for sure. Well, look at Jurassic Joe. All right. Biden calls Trump a climate arsonist. All right. I think you saw that clip, right? He's out in the field somewhere. Of course, I think it's so ridiculous. He walks up to the podium with the mask on. Nobody's within 100 feet of him, probably. So I got to walk up there.
Nobody there.
I got to take the mask off in my, before I talk. I don't know. It seems
yes, you're absolutely right about that. And the interesting thing about it was, the press isn't even showing up anymore, Tom, because he's not taking questions. So there were like six people from the press. That's it. There was no back crowd. There wasn't even like a dozen Biden people, you know, Of course, they would have been 100 yards back, you know, because.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's.
Drifting breath can smell bad.
Yeah, I guess. That's a good thing about the mask. You know, if you got bad breath, nobody knows.
Yeah. Well, I brought it up, buddy.
There you are.
Yeah. Those of us at our age, you know, that take a lot of meds
or a lot of
different vitamins.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like babies,
take a lot of vitamins.
Smell. Old folks smell bad.
Yeah.
Like babies.
In the worst way.
Yeah.
Right. Well, one of the funniest stories, real quick, last week is one of Biden's ex handlers, you know, a member of his group or whatever, said that they have no doubt that Biden will wet himself at the debate. They said that's how far bad he is. He's just like, you know, it's a real issue.
I don't know. Well, they're talking about a possible fourth debate with Rogan, the podcast guy.
3 hours, baby.
Why Rogan? We're podcast guys. How come we can't do this?
I want
a better job than Rogan would.
Well, when we go off the edge with success because of the call we've made on the or I've made on the election.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true. Yeah.
We'll get the president on. We'll have the president on our show.
I'm sure we will. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get somebody on, you know.
Yeah. Linda thinks Biden does whatever the Democrats tell him to do.
You think? Thanks, Linda.
I got to say, there's got to be some puppet master back there someplace.
It's called a campaign manager.
Movie Dave, where it had the two guys that got Dave out of the unemployment shop and made him president, and were trying to direct him and everything, and he finally turned around and
Robin Williams
did all the right stuff. Yeah,
yeah, and Robin Williams did the movie about Dave was the accountant in the movie where he became the advisor.
Yeah, he ran an unemployment office where people jobs.
Yeah, thank you. But and then Robin Williams did one where you get elected as a comedian.
Yeah,
and then they found out that the voting machines were rigged by a corporation.
Oh man,
I'm telling you, Hollywood's covered this, baby.
I could win them. Corporations like me.
Yeah, you'd be great. I mean,
I'd be a great president. I mean, man.
No.
Yeah, I can give those off the cuff speeches, and I can throw hats out in the audience. And
by the way, the first lady, I mean, her son. Wow, I saw a picture of this last weekend of him. He's like 6'5", and he's like 17 or 16. I ain't kidding.
Baron. Yeah,
Baron is growing. I mean, he's like 6'5". I mean, he is.
Yeah, he's taller than Dad.
I know. It's just, wow.
Well, I've commented on this before. This kid never, ever looks happy, ever. He never looks like he's having a good time, ever.
If you had been written up 3 years ago by the media and a guy wrote, in the New York Times, a story that you should be raped and thrown in a cage. I don't think you want to go out and smile. Why would you? Why would you? I mean,
you put that aside, you know? If anything, the guy should learn from Dad that if you're beat up, you keep on going, you know?
Now, if I was Baron's father, I would say to him, Baron, try, you know, just don't respond to anything. Don't look at anyone. I know this is hard, but you can come and visit me in the Oval Office. You have free reign in the White House, buddy. But the minute we're out that door, you know, just try and be as calm and unresponsive as you possibly can.
I wouldn't say that at all.
It's no different than an African American father saying to his son, "Do what the police tell you to do. Don't."
That's right. Yeah.
Don't be stupid. They'll shoot you.
You're telling Baron to let the bully on the playground get the best of you. And
nobody's going to bully Baron with Secret Service and homeschooling. And
just talked about if you're written about him, you know, I mean, that's bullying. Come on.
Of course it is, but it doesn't count if it doesn't count if it's the left. They can lie. Yeah. Well, eat
that's what I mean. Come on, son, cheer up, smile. I'm excited to be the son of the president of the United States.
No, that kid.
Let's go, man. Let's dance around, mom. Let me take the dog.
He's having the time of his life.
Let me take the dog. Come on. I mean, even
I don't think they have a dog.
Well, I don't know.
In fact, they're one of the first. Obama didn't have a dog in the first term, right? He got a dog in their second.
I think the support group or focus group said, "Yeah, you got to get a dog." Well, let's see. Tom says supporting Biden is the equivalent of taking an IQ test and scoring a 70. Russ says I have his vote. He's gonna write me in on the ballot, Jane. There we go.
Do you think Biden even knows what I and Q stand for?
I don't know. I'm good. Not at liberty to say.
Okay.
Well, of course, we weren't on yesterday, but we should comment on this. And we talked a little bit about it earlier. The LA County deputy shot in the patrol car. Apparently, they're both going to survive, thankfully. But definitely not something that you want to see. And, of course, the whole thing was cut on tape. And I don't know, Shane, it looks like a little kid is shooting. I mean, the kid isn't as tall as the car.
I've seen a picture of the guy and his name and everything on Facebook already that they're looking for. So he's a gang member.
Well, I'm sure he is, yeah. I knew they would identify him pretty quickly. But
they're rookies. They're newbies. They were sitting in front of the sheriff's office in their car. The woman gets out after being shot and puts a tourniquet on the guy, so he doesn't bleed out. Compton. This is Compton. I mean, I've driven through Compton once, and that was enough. I don't even want to fly over Compton, okay? I don't want to be near Compton, L.A., all right? That's like Four Corners in Denver, Colorado. You might go into the hole, but you won't come out, all right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Anyway, and the people stood there on the street, and, it's America, and this is the land of the free. This is a country everyone wants to come to. And there's people across the street laughing about it, videotaping, and nothing to help. Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. And these are the people that are running in your cities. Okay. You're seeing this, America. This is not YouTube, not Netflix. This is like real time television. Okay. And it's like Survivor LA.
it is. You're right. Yeah. Well, as I've said,
no one's going to visit these cities. LA's got some remarkable things to go to and see. No one's going to go there again. New York. There's going to be no tourism to your cities. It's like Vancouver shutting the bars down. Who's going to come here? I mean, it's a nice city, but it rains, The only thing you really, if you come here for a 2-week holiday, you might get
50 days a year it rains.
You might get 2 or 3 days of sun to go out in Vancouver. The rest of the time you're going to spend in the bar. They close them all.
And if you sit out on the street, somebody will come by and drink your beer.
Yeah, and throw you a quarter for doing it.
That's right. Yeah.
Now we're talking about a Canadian quarter, guys. It's worth 18 cents.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know. Bruce commenting on Barron, sticks and stones, won't hurt you.
He's, I think, similar and rightfully so. More so, I think. Because the one thing I'm surprised about the other Trump children, they don't speak languages, and their mother, came from Romania or Hungary or whatever. Their mother was from Europe as well. But this kid speaks 5 languages fluently and reads. Languages wow, I couldn't even figure out Spanish.
Well, I speak Spanish pretty good. Burrito, Mexico City, Tijuana, Juarez.
Taco.
No habla español.
Jose.
I'm fluent, yeah.
Habla español?
Yeah. We.
No, it's C. Good call, Eagle Man.
Yeah,
that was a good one. You got that.
Well, to finish up today's extravaganza, thanks for everybody for being here. But we need to talk about Rosa Parks, the daughter, I guess, or granddaughter, saved the home, and now it's on display in Italy. And because it's traveling around Europe, because we can't find a place for it here.
Well, that too, is she signed a big, but she signed a big contract with Legoland, because they said, well, we'll take it apart and put it in crates and move it anywhere you want. Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, but that's sad that you can't find a home for Rosa Parks' house, the home that she lived in when she...
Where's LeBron James when you need him?
Yeah, where's LeBron James when you need him? I mean, he's got plenty of land. He could put it there and open a part of his massive estate. Land.
He's big enough to put it on his back.
Yeah, well, we could put it on the Story Mansion site here.
Oh, there
plenty
you
of
go.
Room there. It's not a big house. I mean, it's not a trailer. It looks like it's about 10 feet by 10 feet.
Yeah, I can just see LeBron James buying a White House of privilege.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be it.
I don't think so, Tom. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Linda says there was a movie made in the 70s, Wild in the Street. True today. I guess you're right. Pretty much is true today. So
it is. It's sadly true. Yeah.
It is sadly true. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, Shane, on this. We were talking earlier about if Trump carried Portland or Minneapolis or.
Oh, you mean about the blue? Trump could take.
Yeah, the blue. These blue cities that are rioting. Well, the polls say that the. That the black community is in favor of law enforcement. They want the cops there. The normal people who want, good schools, good, safe neighborhoods for their kids and whatever, and no drugs and, all the other stuff that goes with it. No drive-by shooting gangs and all that.
Okay, real quick. We talked about this for 5 years. What do you have to lose? Major plank of his campaign, 2016, to minorities. What do you have to lose? And now they found out nothing. He was nothing what we were told and everything we wanted. So 7% African-American vote in 16. Now it's at 15 to 20. 15% or more, game over. So game's over, buddy. He's at 20 right now with African-Americans, 35 right now with Mexican-Americans. Game over. It's over. Yeah. Vote. The election's over.
That's for sure. Yeah. Let's see. Dennis says, Tom, please move the huge mic so we can see your face. Well, it's not a huge mic. I've got this
cookie filter. Duster. Look at that beautiful cookie duster. Look at that.
Yeah. It's to keep me from popping my peas. So that's what it's there for. So it's not to hide me. So that I don't.
Folks, it's a classic mouth guard that people have used now in the industry for years. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, all the singers have them and all that stuff. So you don't. Because sometimes when we talk, we spit, we do whatever. But
yeah, anyway. And sometimes when Eagle Man gets excited, he rolls his R's, and
man, I roll my R's.
Yeah.
This is really bad. All right, Dennis, there you go. How you doing? Glad to see you. Hey, thanks for being here.
Exactly.
You'll see my smiling face on KMMSAM.com.
Yeah, we had a good show on Saturday. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We did have a good show on Saturday.
We had 31 callers, which is nice. So. That's pretty cool. That's like That's all. That is more than 10 calls an hour. So
that is pretty good. Yeah, we get a lot of calls over there. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. As we finish up, Tom and Shane, of course, we're live here every weekday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. You can check us out here at Facebook Live. And what a fun morning we have. We get lots of folks coming in and talking to us and doing whatever. And if you missed any of our shows or part of this one or any of our shows, you can watch the past shows at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken right over there and pick the shows you like. We have a description of what we talked about on each show, so you can pick and choose what you want to hear about. And by all means, you know, if you're watching us on Facebook right now, please subscribe, like us, and comment. Leave a comment. You know, what do you like? Is there something you want us to talk about? Is there a particular topic or something you want us to cover or whatever it can be? And, of course, Shane mentioned we're on the radio every Saturday, 8 to 11, and you can listen live at KMMSAM.com if you're outside of our normal listening area. And we also post those shows on our podcast as well. So,
and KMMS, I want everyone to know that I'm gonna get Tom to commit. When we get 10,000 people following us, we're going to 2 hours. And we get 100,000 people following us, we're going to 3 hours, because we can do this for 3 hours. We do it every Saturday. So it's already in the bag, folks.
It's already in the bag. You think so? All right. Let's see. Linda says all famous people use them, right, Tom? Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, all the famous people use these kind of mics and the screens and everything. So, yeah. So that's why I got it here. So I got to do that. So
right up.
All right.
So everyone to see my hat today.
Yeah, you got an outdoor sports hat.
Outdoor sports.
Yeah, outdoor sports. Yeah. So. All right. Thanks for watching, everyone. Hey, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for all the comments. And of course, as we always say, all views are welcome here. And I think our comments prove that we pretty well. Yeah. What's going on? So we appreciate that very much. And by all means, whatever comment you have, plus or minus, pro or con, up or down, left, right, fat, thin, we'll put it up. So. Unless it's got any of the 8 words we can't say. We can say the 8 words here, but we just choose not to. So,
well, it's has a little bit to do with having some knowledge of language. You know,
that's true. Yeah.
You know, watching the videotape of these people in Compton, and I mean, they have no grasp of the language even. When you look and see these people talking and you know, they've gone through your system of school 18 years, basically, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
12 years rather, you know, from 6 to 18, rather, 12 years of school. They've had 12 years of school and can't even talk.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, Shane and I have a tremendous vocal laboratory. You know,
yes, we do, because we practice it every day.
That's right. Yeah.
And I have sore ass.
Ooh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. That's definitely for sure.
Yeah. It's my sore ass is great.
Yeah. Great show. Thank you. Castrated today. Sorry, Linda says.
Yeah. It's actually called a thesaurus. So, folks, I know that.
Yeah. Well, they know.
I'm letting the people
know. They may not know.
That's right. They may not know what a thesaurus is. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jim says, but can you write them?
No,
we can't.
Like everyone else, I've been using a computer for 20 years. So,
yeah. So, what's the good in that? Right. All right. All right. Say goodbye, Shane.
I will, but I want everyone to know. When I write, I use this pen.
Ooh, you have a pretty snazzy pen there, man.
Yeah, I got this in Venice. It's Venetian glass. And so when I write my letters to my children, I write them with real ink.
Real ink? You got to dip it in a dip ink thing, right? You got to dip it in the ink well.
See?
Yeah. Ooh, all right.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. DuPont. It's French.
Oh. Oh, it's, okay. Yeah, you got to have the right. Well, you can't write with a Venetian pen without having, you know, European ink.
Yeah, without having French ink. Yeah. And then I write on Japanese paper. Really great stuff.
Oh, well, now you're really a Renaissance man.
Oh, I try to be. You know, I really do. Okay. By the way, this is a nice view here. This one is nice. This,
you like this view?
Yeah, you can see all the marks in my face, right?
Well, that's true. Yeah, yeah, the scars for life.
If you happen to see my beard, go to the other, you know, the other picture.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, everyone, be happy, be safe, learn to live in the moment every day. In the moment, live to work. So important to keep you happy, wanting to get up in the morning. And God bless the people of the United States and Canada. And one of the greatest miracles, we all live in the two best country clubs in the world.
Yes, we do. All right. That'll wrap it up for us today. Hey, thanks, everybody. Thanks for all the comments. We really appreciate you guys spending time with us. We'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. again, Mountain Time. So set your computers to alert you to that fact. And remember, all views are welcome here. Our comments pretty well display that. And, you know, if you think it there, there's a pretty good chance we'll say it here. That'll do it for us. So we'll see everybody tomorrow, 9 a.m.